This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, where we explore the rise, dominance, and enduring legacy of history's greatest empires. In our last episode, we crossed oceans with the Spanish Empire, the first to claim dominion over the globe. But even before Spain's golden age, there was another maritime kingdom that changed the map of the world forever. Small in size but boundless in ambition, it was the first to sail into the unknown and link continents through exploration and trade. This is the story of the Portuguese Empire, the empire of navigators, merchants, and dreamers who mastered the seas and built the first global trading network in history. In the early 15th century, Portugal was a modest kingdom on Europe's western edge. But its rulers dreamed of the horizon. The Age of Discovery began under Prince Henry the Navigator, who founded a school of navigation at Sagres. From there, Portuguese sailors began pushing south along the African coast, mapping lands and winds unknown to Europe. These early voyages were driven by three motives often summed up as God, gold, and glory. They sought new trade routes to bypass the Muslim and Venetian middlemen who dominated the spice trade, to spread Christianity, and to bring wealth and prestige to Portugal. Step by step, Portuguese explorers charted Africa's western coastline. They discovered the Azores and Madeira, traded with African kingdoms, and established fortresses along the coast. In 1488, Bartolomeu Dias reached the southern tip of Africa, the Cape of Good Hope, proving it was possible to sail from Europe to the Indian Ocean. 10 years later, Vasco da Gama made history. In 1498, after a perilous voyage around the Cape, he arrived in Calicut.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell, fast, to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
India, linking Europe and Asia by sea for the first time. His expedition opened the door to a new age of maritime trade. Portugal quickly seized its opportunity. Under King Manuel I, fleets sailed to India, Southeast Asia, and Africa, establishing fortified trading posts known as feitorias. These outposts allowed Portugal to control key points along the global trade network: Goa in India, Malacca in Malaysia, Mozambique, and Mombasa in East Africa, and Macau in China. In 1500, another expedition, led by Pedro Álvares Cabral, was blown off course and landed on the shores of Brazil. It was an accidental discovery that would eventually become the crown jewel of Portugal's overseas empire. By the mid-16th century, Portugal had built the first truly global trading empire. From Lisbon, spices, gold, ivory, slaves, and silks flowed into Europe. Ships returned eastward carrying silver from the Americas, creating a worldwide exchange of goods and ideas. Lisbon became one of the richest cities in Europe, its docks filled with exotic treasures and merchants from across the world. But Portuguese expansion was not purely commercial, it was also spiritual. Missionaries, especially the Jesuits, followed explorers and traders into Asia and Africa. They established missions in India, Japan, and China, translating religious texts and engaging with local scholars. Figures like Francis Xavier became symbols of this fusion of exploration and evangelism. Culturally, the Portuguese...
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
His empire was a bridge between worlds. In places like Goa and Macau, European and Asian cultures blended, creating new art, architecture, cuisine, and language. Portuguese words entered local vocabularies across Africa and Asia, and the sounds of Fado mingled with those of Arabic, Indian, and Chinese traditions. Yet the empire's power came at a cost. The Portuguese were deeply involved in the Atlantic slave trade, transporting millions of Africans to the Americas. In Brazil, enslaved labor became the backbone of the sugar plantations that fueled Portugal's wealth. By the 17th century, Portugal's supremacy on the seas began to wane. Rival European powers, especially the Dutch and English, challenged its control over Asian trade. The Dutch East India Company seized key ports, and Portugal's small population and limited resources made it difficult to defend such a vast empire. In 1580, a dynastic crisis led to Portugal's temporary union with Spain under the Iberian Union, further weakening its independence. Although Portugal regained sovereignty in 1640, it had lost much of its eastern empire. Still, Portugal adapted. Its colony in Brazil became a source of renewed prosperity, rich in sugar, gold, and later coffee. Brazilian cities like Salvador and Rio de Janeiro grew into vibrant colonial capitals.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sail for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Even after Brazil's independence in 1822, Portugal retained colonies in Africa and Asia, Angola, Mozambique, Goa, Macau, and Timor, long after other European empires had collapsed. The Portuguese Empire finally came to an end in the 20th century, with the independence of its African territories in the 1970s and the handover of Macau to China in 1999. But its legacy lives on. Portugal's explorers changed how humanity saw the world. They mapped the oceans, connected continents, and created the foundations of a globalized economy. They brought distant cultures into contact, sometimes through trade, sometimes through violence, but always in ways that reshaped civilization. The language they spread is now spoken by over 260 million people worldwide, from Lisbon to Luanda, from Rio de Janeiro to Maputo. The echoes of Portugal's empire still flow through the rhythms of Brazilian samba, the architecture of Goa, and the cuisine of Macau. The Portuguese Empire began as a dream of a few sailors staring westward into the unknown, and became the story of a world forever changed by the sea. Thank you for listening to Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we'll explore the rise of the Mughal Empire, where emperors blended Persian grandeur with Indian artistry to build one of the most magnificent civilizations the world has ever seen.